Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Bold action is needed now to tackle the climate crisis because all of the evidence is telling us that it is imperative we do everything in our power to keep the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees centigrade, said Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry.
The scientists tell us that what is happening now, the increased extreme heat, the increased extreme weather, the fires, the floods, the warming of the ocean, the melting of the ice, the extraordinary way in which life is being affected badly by the climate crisis, what we're seeing today is going to get worse unless we address this crisis in a unified, very forward-leaning way.
There's an enormous amount of investment around the world in new practices, new ways of doing things, said Secretary Kerry. If we do the things we already know how to do and we bring online some of the new technologies, we can win this battle. One crucial aspect to winning this battle is support to vulnerable developing countries and communities to adapt to and manage the impacts of the climate crisis. The United States supports the Glasgow call to collectively double adaptation finance for vulnerable developing countries. The United States is doing our part. The United States is the largest humanitarian donor in the world. But President Biden believes we should do more, said Mr. Kerry.
Which is why he has created a program called PREPARE, the President's Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience.
It is why he committed to work with Congress to provide $3 billion in adaptation finance per year by 2024, a six-fold increase, said Secretary Kerry. What you see happening around the world now makes it more urgent and more clear than ever that we need to step up and get this job done. No country has a right to be delinquent in not putting up a nationally determined contribution, not strengthening it where they can, and not being part of this effort.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.